Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Ladies and gentlemen, I used to go to Berry New Road, a place in money where they built like the clothes. I money track suits, your wife freeze pill from the souls. Now I'm dealing white, I sell bootlegs at my shows. Young swag lord, I'm back with a smoke, bending up to the roach. Oh, here it goes, where the goats really though. You haven't been nearly close to levels on my early flows. Scum bagging up raw raps like snort that. You're mad, I think I'm all that. Go and sort that.
So fix your face like an orthodontist. You can mull it all over on your walk to London. So don't get sent back cause you bought the wrong six. The world's doomed but it has been all along, kids. Welcome to another episode of Cordoned Off Crips, where you call the cops and we call the cops pigs. You're walking off like you thought you got dips. Then I took it and got lost in the crowd like Josh Giggs.
Yes, I just
Josh.
Left from the set, got my check, plus they pay me respect. My shoes are clacks, but not the guys with the S on the chest. Standing on business, got my foot on the neck. I've been naive, look what trust in him gets. My mind's full of regrets. Sandwiched in Terry's house and go get a bread. I build weed, plus I cover my debts. You spill tea, I pour rum for the dead. Looking over my head, I know my bars go over the head. I'm from the hood in over my head.
Should've fled when the shit it was up to me waistline. I was blind and saw the signs the same time. Mark being blade, rocking a spot on top of the pops. And I haven't slept since, I've been up longer than tox. I sent me off to the shops. The good Dr. Scott in a spot. Hands up like I'm brandishing a rusty shank. I stuck the bank up and told the busies it was just a prank.
In a smart car, doing smart with pills in different colours like smartest. Not the smartest, bit on the side for some garnish. Doing cold coffee nails that you just varnish. Rotting, the roof's on fire, I'm an arsonist. Lighting up a spliff, I'm lethargic. I can't be asking. Don't know what I started, but life needs a happy end, the lifetime massages.
Ah, shit, didn't know we started. I was at the bar pissed, listening to bar shit. Venue like a sauna, but I'm dressed for the Arctic. So much merch, I'm pulling up in the Arctic. Straight through the wall, cause we don't know where to park it. Cheap tequila shots, feel like I'm gargling arsenic. Like, gosh darn it, I think I'm off the bonnet. YSL bootleg about to YSL the bootleg.
Oh yeah,
I like that guy, man.
Black. Well, that was Lee Scott. He's featuring on this track by Black Josh. Here It Goes. I think it's called. Fuck. What is it called? Jesus. Where's the track? There it is. It's called
the track. Not even know the name.
Here It Goes by Black Josh featuring Lee Scott. Black Josh is from Manny. He's a from Manny, mate. I can't do the accent. I'm terrible at accent.
No.
Can you do a Manchester accent?
Well, if I was listening to that tune, yeah, I could do
well,
it.
Who's the famous guys from Manchester? No, that's Liverpool.
Oasis,
yeah, go on. Do Oasis like, hey, our lad up here.
Our lad.
Isn't that Manchester? I'm fucked up, man.
I can't remember. War Kid is Newcastle, I think.
Yeah, that is Newcastle. Well, you would know.
Oh, I can't even remember mine. What they see in Lancaster.
Party people, it is.
Arms house.
Episode 122. We had a guest, for today, but, you know, he bailed last minute as usual. So yeah. It's a bit of an impromptu. It's all right. Yeah, it's all
unbelievable.
So it's just me and Theme in the place, man. How you doing, Theme, bruv?
I'm fucking getting blinded, bruv. I've got yeah. So many lights.
You've got the porno lights on and everything. Yeah, killing it.
Look what happened to my glasses, bruv.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we're going to talk about what we got up to last night. And we got graph critique as usual. We got listeners' questions. We got Wu-Tang just dropped a tune today, man. We're recording this on Sunday, the 9th of March. Drops on Wednesday, but we'll be getting into that a bit later on.
Wu-Tang Clan have just dropped.
Wu-Tang Clang?
Yeah, the Wu-Tang Clangers. Yeah. Yeah. They've just dropped a tune. Well, all of them. All of them on it.
Well, you'll hear it. You'll hear it and you will see, man.
That's lucky I listened to the Art House, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've seen date with all these points.
Because RZA has been doing the rounds now. I've seen him appear on a lot of stuff doing interviews because Wu-Tang are doing their final tour, he's calling it.
Yeah, they're doing the final, last tour,
which I doubt will be their final tour, but who knows? Maybe it will be.
Is that why you're going like this? Final tour, in inverted commas,
yes. Because you know how, like, Jay-Z, he's like, this is my last album, and then he's dropped, like, three albums since then. And, like, everyone's like, I'm retired now. And then it's just a way of promoting shit, you know, at the end of the day. I don't think people ever quit, you know, but... Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. I don't know those guys. But your T-shirt, the infamy T-shirt. Last week, we had the bad man Zonk DDS on, and we had a giveaway for people who left comments on the last episode. So, and they would win a goodie bag. Where's the goodie bag?
There, yeah, they wouldn't there. Win a T-shirt. That was a slightly confusing introduction.
But yeah, but you got the infamy. On the T-shirt.
Yeah, I can see the brand matching. Yeah. So, they get an infamy packet.
Infamy ink, man. Don't clean, man.
How many? Wait. Talk to me about that package for 1 second. How many pens are in that shit?
There is.
Describe that shit. Let people know what the juice is.
There's a 30 mil pen filled with the violet, the purple.
Filled. Yeah? That one's filled.
Filled.
Yeah.
They're all filled.
They're all for the people. Then they're all filled.
Then there's a long thin mop, and then there's a small little squidgy mop, and then there's a tall, there's two mops and then one chisel nib as well with blue in it. And you get some Almshouse stickers in there as well. So,
and
you know.
That blue is nice, you know.
Very nice. I love
that. So you get a couple of mops and a couple of chisel tips.
Yeah.
Right? Because you get a fat one. You get like a...
Remember when we met him?
There she is.
I said to him, I'm going to split them up. There's no way we can give them all. And he was like, nah, keep them all together. Remember the dudes at Infamy.
Because it's for the people. Exactly like Almshouse. That's why we matched up.
So the winner from last week, Theme, are you going to let us know who left a comment? Yeah, go on.
What did I send? Because I sent it to you. It's the geezer that said, you owe me that care package for polluting my ears with that absolute gash rap. Sounded like something from a Wayans Brothers movie. Absolute piss take of all music ever invented. That's exactly something. This is like something I would write.
It was the song that Zonk chose, yeah? He's talking about. And it's by @DanPestama.
Goes on to say, seriously, I live above you, Theme. And I'm a respectable neighbor who's never banged on my floor when he's getting overexcited. You'll save on shipping as well.
Okay, he's making out like he was listening to the song in the flat above.
You get me.
Okay, DanPestama.
Man says he lives local.
DanPestama. Hit us up on the email or in the Instagram DMs. Let us know where to send you that infamy pack of markers, man. And you better be a writer. Don't be some fucking dickhead who's just going to win this and just not use the fucking stuff. But
yeah, that's the thing. You might as well let us know. And then we won't send it to you because what is the point?
Well,
this ink is going onto the train and battering the insides.
We do not encourage. Fully endorse. Almshouse to your mum's house.
Fully endorses. Battering. Oi, bruv. Talking about the lines, yeah? You know, I've been talking to certain heads.
Yeah.
And, bruv, the lines have been getting battered. And it looks like right now, like on the front line of business, it looks like they're stepping up the going for a bit of a buffage.
The buff, yeah. Well, it didn't look like that last night when I left, because we were together last night.
Good to hear, because I was like, yo.
Bruv, I left your house because I know you went on a mad mission last night. Yeah, you went on some mad one. Yeah, which we can't talk about right now.
Basically, you can't.
And your glasses, show your glasses. What happened to your glasses last night?
No one can even chat to me, bruv. Bruv.
What happened, man?
It's one of them things and I was like, don't put these down. But you're so concentrating so much on what you're doing.
Hold up.
Fucking me off.
Hold up. You need your glasses to paint.
Nah, but I need my glasses. Nah, not at all.
Oh, okay.
But I need my glasses to, like, for long distance scoping. And then I want, if it's like or whatever, you know, difficult, I want to have like full vision.
Yeah.
But I'm only like minus 1.5 and minus 1.25. But that's for long. For things close up, I'm blessed.
You can't put contacts on or something?
Yeah, but when I do put contacts on, then it does mash up my close vision.
Oh.
So if I have something next to the whatever, it's close to something, you're like, oh, bruv, it's fucking you up.
Yeah. Shit, that's a mad dilemma. Because I've got 20/20 vision, right? I've been blessed.
But the lights from the thing, you're like, yeah, but listen, oh my God, I've been blessed. Fucking up the glasses and shit.
You're still blessed. Yeah. With hawk vision, yeah? I can see
you could be an RAF
perfectly.
Pilot.
Yeah. I never thought of that aspect of it, man. Like, fuck. Yeah, that's crazy theme, man. But so you took them with you and what, they fell off your head or something? Or what happened?
No, but when I was getting busy and I couldn't really, like, I didn't really want them on. You know what I mean? I was blessed. But I've got like a bally on as well, stuck in that. So it would be long to take them off. So I'm just like lifting them, and I pulled them off like this. I was like, just remember not to put them down. Because I'm just solely concentrating on,
yeah, of course, getting the thing done,
doing
yeah.
what you're doing, and then fucking must have just put them on the floor, and then at the end, yeah, I'm like, bro, my glasses. He's like, what?
Oh, you had to go back to get them.
No, we're still there. But I'm like, he's like, yeah, that's a, you know, you can't leave that shit there.
Yeah,
100 billion%. So I'm looking on the like on my hands and knees.
Oh, you forgot where you put them.
No, and I'm outside in a fucking place like that, and I'm like, yo, this is. And I found them, and they were like squashed the fuck, and like the lens is bust, the glass is gone.
Oh shit! Everything completely
broke.
Fucked.
Everything.
What, you stood on them by accident?
I must have just put them near where I was doing it.
You idiot.
Because I remember taking them out and being like, just put them in your bag. I'm like, no, I've had everything set out and planned and exactly what I was going to do. Now I'm doing this colour. And it would just interfere with the plan. And instead of like putting them in my jacket, fucking come.
Me and Theme, I was at your house. We were filming some stuff for some comedy vids and what, which would be coming out soon on the Instagram. So keep tight. Look out for that. But we were like, okay, without going into too much detail, you cannot plan for these things.
Oh, bro, there were so many. I haven't spoken to you about it.
Yeah, I know, but we can't go into detail.
There were so many weird scenarios.
Yeah.
That didn't happen at the time before.
I don't want to give the listeners blue balls because we can't talk about this now.
Blue balls.
We'll talk about it down the line in the future. But when I left your house last night.
Yeah, tell me.
I jumped on the train. I was on the Central, you know, and I was like, you know what? I had the infamy pen with me. And I was like, you know, let me, just, you know, I had a couple hours. I was like, fuck it. So I rode the lines for a bit on my J's, trying to catch reaches. And you were just saying how they're on the buff. I'm sure they are because fucking hell, I was struggling to find space on the trains on the inside trying to find spots to even do a blam. That's how crazy it is now, man. It's nuts.
It's mental.
And there was also like, because I saw some tags where I was touching them like that, they look so fresh. I was like,
the Beemos and the Odeer reaches are nice,
very nice.
And there's a certain blue they've got.
It's infamy, yeah. It is, 100%.
That blue is hard, bro.
100%. And
that is nice.
I swear I rubbed on one of them like that and it came off of my finger. I was like, they're close by. you know, like Kimosabi when he like touches the buffalo shit on the floor and he's like, buffalo, come. Buffalo nearby. Very close. it's crazy. I'm not surprised if they're going to be on it at some point because it looks ridiculous, man. Like, I'm sure the TFL people and what was occurring in my head last night, I was like, are people complaining about it? Because if they get a lot of complaints, then they have to do something. You know, if they get a certain amount of complaints, then they're going to have to do something. But I don't know if people are complaining. Who are the types of people who get on a train?
So see one MP... went on the Bakerloo.
Who?
An MP. I heard this today. I could find the voice note and play it because it's from our man. And he's like, no, what it was, yeah? MP went on, right?
Is it?
Yeah. And said, took a photo of the inside and said, what am I? Oh, look, I'm in the Bronx. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm on the Bakerloo line.
That's sick.
That's what she said.
Who was the MP? I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, look I've that thing up, lad. Look that thing. Bruv, I look like some sort of homosexual weightlifter in like one of those German gyms. Hi, guys!
Okay, because I can't find anything now.
Because just, you can't find jack shit.
Well, just with a quick search. I mean, if I have, like, you know, it depends where they said it. But because I was about to say, if more people complain about something, then ultimately TfL have to do something about it with the amount of complaints. But if someone like an MP or someone with a big influence makes a complaint, then they definitely have to do at least appear like they're doing something about it. You know what I mean? Like, which is a bit mad because, like,
obviously
I said,
they get, exactly. They get still, a little rock out their ass and think, oh, fucking hell, we've got to do the clean it for a week. You can't!
I was
clean
seeing it. Like people doing tags with spray paint and fucking, like, they were mullered, man. Like the last three carriages of every train.
So those Spo ones you saw today,
last night. Stained. Last night, they tried to scrub them, but they were stained in. The S frop on the door right at the end and a couple a couple of blams around.
S frop stained in.
Yeah, I saw some myth tags.
It's a stainer from spray paint, bro.
I saw, obviously, a bunch of Odeer and BMARS and a bunch of, who else did I see? Force and Pilot has been on it and a bunch of people, man, just battered. Everything is battered.
Future.
And I've been seeing as well, theme, which I think is quite jokes to see, lots of toy graph as well, like kids getting involved, like just tags I've never seen before, just really shit tags, but they've been battering it as well.
Like, what do you mean? Oh, what, on the insides?
On the insides, yeah, just like, you know, weird, like, you know, bullshit toy, like kids, you know, you can tell when you can see when someone is just like a kid doing scribbles.
Yeah.
But I was seeing quite a bit of that last night as well, man. Pretty mental.
See around Acton, some religious guy's been dogging everyone out and going over them with religious shit.
He went over me in Hangar Lane. He went over.
Oh,
me.
Is it?
Yeah, over one of my tags.
He wrote a couple, did he put?
I can't remember, man. He just, like, there was a bunch of tags on this one wall next to Hangar Lane, and this someone just went over it, and I couldn't even read what it fucking said. I was like, all right. So
it's at like first God I was will pissed. Batter you all at the end of the day, and
something
all
like that,
that sort of shit.
Something about God, yeah. It had something.
You know,
about
in Acton,
God.
Like near the Morrisons, but on still on Acton High Street, there's that. I think there's a church there or something, and they've painted on wings on the outside.
Oh yeah, angels' wings. Yeah. I know that.
They've like dogged all that out and put God batters your God.
don't. Why are you pretending to be an angel, bruv? Yeah. You ain't an angel. You're all sinners. Okay, man. All right. Okay. What should we get into? I want to find out.
You were getting busy with the infamy inks.
Yeah, I was, and I love that violet, the purple color they got. The only thing is, it took me a couple of seconds to not work out, but like kind of, you know, with the doors on the central, they curve up, obviously, yeah? Because of this.
This is fully incriminating yourself.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. So they curve up like that, yeah? And then when you got the squeezy and you start doing a blam on the top of the door bit and it's curving up, obviously the ink isn't touching the back of the nib. So a couple of my tags, like, they started up nice, and then by the end, I was like, oh, fuck. So I started squeezing it, but then you squeeze it too much, and it drips too much, you know what I mean? So you got to kind of, like, find the right ratio of squeezing and tagging, and then you get, then they were coming out nice each time, you know what I mean? So you kind of get your head around that, you know?
It was the smaller ones that you used?
Yeah, the small little squeezy one. Because I just, you know, it's nice, easy to carry
because
around.
The reaches look quite big still.
It's not about looking big. It's just you're usually relegated to a certain amount of space, you know. And BMOS and Odeer, they've done it for so long. They know exactly how their tag is going to sit in that area, you know. And they've got different style
tags.
They're using
the fat mops, though. The
fat mops. I always had the small one. They had the big fat ones. But they because that's another thing, like, it only comes with experience, man. When you look at a space and you go, okay, I'm going to do a blam on there, and then you do it, people who inexperienced, they're going to run out of space. Or you can see how, you know, people, you know, they're trying to compensate for how the space is. But there are some people who have been doing it a long time and they got a certain style that they know is going to fit in that one spot. And they bosh them out, you know. But yo, theme. I didn't need to mention because you said the winner of the infamy
pack. There's something on your screen coming onto your screen.
What? When I press the...
Almost like a fisheye. No, no, no. Like this.
Oh, fisheye, yeah. I got my fisheye lens on.
Oh, is it?
If I take it off like that, that's normal. And that's with the fisheye. Yeah, I got my fisheye on there, bruv. Little fisheye clip-on thing.
You get me.
It's not very clean. You can see bits of dirt on that, but it makes it look more Beastie Boys, you know what I mean? So what you want? No, what I wanted to talk about quickly, you mentioned the comment that won the Infamy pack. They talked about the tune that Zonk picked on last episode. Yeah, Zonk picked that Mashmushi featuring Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Chiba something, whatever the fuck it was called. I can't even remember. It's like a big famous song on TikTok.
We only select bangers on the on the Arms House.
No, but he said, like, he picked that tune and he had a reason behind it and he explained it to me in the car, which we didn't go into on the pod. We just moved swiftly on after he played it and we just like started chatting
about
it.
Yeah, we forgot. Everyone forgot to go into it.
And he told me, because if you listen to the song, he goes... it's in Japanese, so that's a connection because he's half Japanese. And then the song goes Nishita star 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 star, like it says star like loads of times, and he's like a dub star. Yeah, dub stars, yeah. You know what I mean? So he's like, that's another link. And then there was another link as well, which I can't remember. He told me in the car when I dropped him off afterwards. So there was a whole reason behind it. So because we had a couple of comments, people going, whoa, what kind of tune is that to pick? But there was a reason behind it. I just wanted to put that out there.
Enough people said.
Because I'm not, to be honest,
this tune is getting played on the Arms House.
If I'm brutally honest, I'm not into that tune. You know what I mean? It's a bit too poppy for my liking. Mm. It's catchy. It's got, you know, it's cool. It sounds all right. I'm not saying it's a shit song, but just not my cup of tea, you know? But talking
about... Is it
about
a massive song? Is it one of them ones huge that's like, this got 850 million?
Yeah, it went viral. You know, because nowadays, when music is released, and it's kind of fucked, to be honest, but I get why it's happened. With social media now, people want to do TikTok dances. Yeah, I know you've heard about all this theme. Yeah, like, you know, kids, they when a certain song comes out,
they like to do a little dance, isn't it?
They like to do a little dance. And so a lot of pop stars now, that's like gold dust for them. If it catches a trend, if you do a song that catches a certain trend that loads of TikTok influencers start doing dances to, then that leads to bare fucking streams and bare fucking sales and stuff like that. And that was one of the songs that kind of did that. It got mad famous on the TikTok streams and shit. Fuck knows why. I mean, don't ask me why. I'm just explaining what's happening. And that's definitely one of those songs that I kept hearing.
That's what happens. On Instagram. If the youths like Instagram it, they'll spread it around. Do you know what I mean?
You know, but bun all that, because Wu-Tang Clan, they released a new track. It dropped today, theme, this morning. Have you not heard it? No?
No, I haven't heard this latest rap tune from 56-year-old Ben.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, but are you hip-hop, though? Least. I thought you were hip-hop.
Yeah, but do you even know about Wu-Tang? Like?
You don't even know.
Get me.
So Wu-Tang, they, like we said earlier, they're on their
final. What does that mean? Are they all on? Who's on it?
They have an album coming out soon, apparently. I cannot remember who are all the people on this song, but we're going to listen to it the whole way through, the whole song. And I want you, Theme, to shout out
these lights, boy.
Theme, I want you to shout out. Once a new rapper comes in, I want you to tell me who they are, if you recognize the voice, out of the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's going to make me look really silly.
What do you mean? You can't tell between the Wu-Tang rappers, surely, by now.
I can't remember, like, fucking Capadonna and stuff like that.
No, I reckon you'll get it. I reckon you'll get it. Let's just give it a go, yeah? This is a new tune by Wu-Tang Clan called Mandingo.
Oh, you man have got a dingo, bro.
Do you know what a mandingo is, Theme?
No, is it an its little thing?
Yeah, do you know?
I thought a dingo was a dingo.
Yeah, dingo is some Australian thing. But do you not know what a mandingo is?
Tell me.
Okay, it's kind of fucked up. It's mad.
Let me Google it.
It's steeped in racism. A mandingo, maybe there's an original meaning for it, but now in today's porn, a mandingo is basically a big black guy with a massive cock. Yeah, it's called a mandingo. But it's steeped from racism, you know, the racist traits of black men are coming to rape all your white women and shit. Like, it comes from all that kind of background through slavery and all that shit, like, you know, civil rights and all that stuff. Like, it's just steeped in mad racism, Mandingo. That's what I understand as Mandingo is. But if you listen to the intro of this, Yeah.
But just on Urban Dictionary now, mate.
Yeah, Mandingo is basically a big black guy, but then there's connotations towards like a big, you know, the big, you know, the stereotype of, you know, all that shit. So that's how I understand it. But anyway, yeah. they have a little intro anyway.
Get me.
Theme. I want
their song's called Mandingo.
Mandingo, and
you're asking me to listen to it, basically to have a massive black penis dangled into my fucking ear sack.
Maybe they don't mean it in the sense of the porn version of it. Maybe that, you know, just
fuck big you in that. The ears with that long daddy love stroke.
You know,
let's go, baby.
All right.
The Mandingo style takes a strong back and total breath control. If properly mastered, one's skin becomes impervious to swords, spears, and fire, even bullets. Ultimately, one becomes invincible.
I like to see if you can match my deadly Shaolin technique.
Like this.
Right.
Chef Sharpen's blade. Scorpion strike.
You bastard.
Oh, shit. Design is like fine wine drip, caught in a spell, now yo. He jumped out of a bag with a blip, kept coughing with a mask on his flow, was windy, kept flowing. Pardon me, the scarf is Fendi, copping too much shit for the whiz. Other day she tried to drive it.
Raekwon.
Raekwon, you're right.
I forgot we was playing the thing. Yeah.
Running like stalks in them, hands was flooded. 25th, slept up on the roof and puff, and we want to shoot everything that ain't ours. Now we want the loot every day and bring flowers. Copy gas, like the reef at my glass, I flex. Get your bling on, eat out in Pakistan, your legs. Shoot big for the stars you laying down to represent the big, mighty bars you laying down. 100.
Is ruled. I put my feet on your table, spit in your food. It's a small thing. You were offspring, young boy. Lose your tongue, boy. Watch how you talk to a king. You heard me? I'm built sturdy, still in the field dirty.
Still sturdy. Bring it real early. Still sturdy. Get it right in the
sack. Inspect the deck. Money like
tax. Alarm mad, marvelous craft, carver the path. Hey. I charge 2K, every bar and a half. Counting cash in the rec room, pumping that deck tune. Respect for select few, the rest is F you. Hip hop deck, keep it fresh in a ziplock. See me in the S6, whipping through gridlock. Big shot, stealing your meal, you on Ramadan. I'm all day with the smoke like Tommy John.
Hold the iron mic steady. One eye on the petty, other eye on the petty. Start the clock, I'm ready. My name hold weight on the block, all heavy. As a part of rock, figured y'all popped already. Got shot already. I'm pissed in the plot, y'all buried. Rolling on the watch, y'all present. We drive to the top, Andretti. And beyond contrary, lot of paper getting dropped, confetti. Suckers try to knock me out the box like Skelly. Once upon a time, this is not like Skelly.
Method Man, yeah? Method.
We cop, but the cops notice 12 players, not R. Kelly. Smell me, don't try and tell me I ain't necessary. I'm legendary, bone crusher, I ain't never scared. See, ordinarily, I'm just extra short.
Your iron lung technique is unmatched. It's top notch. It's incredible.
It's unbeatable.
Right. Beware the Iliad lock.
There are so many Wu-Tang styles to choose from.
Right. She sounds like, that woman sounds like she's been on Wu-Tang tracks before. That exact voice.
Truck all glittery. Ladies love Kappa, cause I'm still shivering. My name on the dazzle. You know I keep razzing. Kiss him on the face. I'm buttoning
buttons.
Give him nice big kicks. Beautiful trousers. All my gators get money. And I hustle a lot. If you violate me, then I'ma spoil your plot. Gravitate. Stupid ass crabs. We eradicate. No disrespect. It's only dollars we collect. Niggas go hard, so protect your neck. Hood life. That's what I should like. We should like. Pussy all day. Wish honey's a good night. Push your ways. And my money's a good fight. I bite your air off when it's time to get high. Hot wardrobe king, all kinds of outfits. My whole repertoire is just rhymes and outlets. I don't gotta worry, cause y'all don't know nothing. I be outside and y'all be so frontin'. Try to ride with y'all, but y'all no function. Stop trying to rhyme, none of y'all can spare. Fuck all of y'all, you can suck.
So listen, I'm deeply listening here. Yeah.
Your technique is second to none.
Right.
Oh, that was
a magnificent display of the Mandingo style. Quite impressive.
The Mandingo
style. Now witness my Shaolin sword style. Splendid.
Mathematics, we do it for everybody, even the maggots.
Even the maggots. Even the maggots.
That was Capadonna there.
Even the maggots.
So who was on there? Raekwon, Inspector Deck, Method Man, Capadonna. That was it. Yeah, it was them four on there. And I think it was produced by Mathematics, not by RZA. By Mathematics, who did the logo.
It sounded very, very, very Wu-Tang.
It sounded like, with the woman, you mentioned that woman singing, it's like kind of, what was that Wu-Tang song?
Heaven and Hell. Raekwon, yeah. A banging tune.
Ew.
I reckon she's on that.
Yeah, I think it might be, I have to look
it up. Or it's like her mama's mama is on that song, you know what I'm saying?
I mean.
She passed down those genes.
What's your thoughts on that song then?
I've had a couple of thoughts about that song. My first thought was, this sounds like a Wu-Tang song.
Yeah.
As soon as it started playing, I was like, well, this is a Wu-Tang song.
What makes it Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang style.
Like what? The shing shing. Yeah, monotonous kind of like droning.
No, but
in
not
a good way.
Yeah, but like kind of kung fu-y, high-pitched. Dubbed over,
yeah, that,
you know, that it's Wu-Tang stuff.
Yeah, the shing shing and
clearly,
the woman,
yeah,
singing as well,
samurai and all that fit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down in Staten Island,
kind of regimental as well, like dum dum dum.
Yeah, very. So it sounded Wu-Tang straight away. Then the second thing I started thinking is, when would I listen to this? Mm. When
in the gym,
would I listen to this?
That would get you hyped up in the gym, no?
I don't know. It's just too like, but at the end it started growing on me. At the end I was like, oh no, yeah, maybe it could like get you going in some sort of situation. But I mean, Wu-Tang was never like a thing. You had to be young to like the Wu-Tang, and now you grow up with them. Obviously we've grown up with them, so it's just Wu-Tang. I love the Wu-Tang. But you, that song supposedly being played to us?
Yeah,
because no youths are going to listen to Wu-Tang.
No, yeah, you'd
people
be surprised.
In their late teens and 20s. No, I'm not surprised. None of them will check for Wu-Tang.
You'd be surprised, I reckon. I reckon you'd be surprised.
They'll just be like, oh yeah, those old boys, if they did check for them. You know what I mean? I think, when would I listen to it? Because when I listen to hip-hop at home, I'm listening to like something nice, basically. You know what I mean? Nice. And like Wu-Tang, you would never really put on like to be nice. So Wu-Tang for me is like driving on the motorway music.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I'm getting home quick.
You know what, Theme? There's a part of me because when
they were just like
Theme, I feel you
on the airplane queue.
I feel you 100%. There was back in the early 90s when we were teenagers and Wu-Tang dropped, and then Only Built for Cuban Links, and then, you know, all the affiliate Wu-Tang shit came out.
Used to go around getting the badge in and stabbing people, mate, listening to Wu-Tang.
Like, it was such a fucking impactful fucking thing at the time. And, you know, the Wu-Tang is forever, and Wu-Tang's for the children, all this stuff, like, it's deep, you know what I mean? And each member, all nine members, and then all the extra members as well, you know, like, they had this thing, and it was almost like kind of, and I hate to relate it to this, yeah, but it's the same feeling. Not that I'm not into Pokemon, but that similar feeling of like, you got to catch them all, like, oh, there's this member and this member, and there's all these different elements that
you've got to know them. And if you don't know them all, what, you don't know about Shaheeb? Yeah,
and then
brought him into his yard when he was like 2.5 and like spoon fed him blood. Do you get me? That's like why it's so deceiving.
And what about I Am in Paris in France? Yeah, you know what I mean? And there was all these,
see, that's the next Wu-Tang collection that you don't know about hip hop. You know what I mean? Like,
you got to collect them all. You got to collect
anything about Wu-Tang.
And I loved that fucking aspect of it, you know, at the time. And just the raw grittiness. This beat, that one, it's like they were harking back to a time, you know, to those things, which is great. And I get why
that reminded me when they went that, but they've already done that when they dropped that "I Born Atomically"
Yeah, that one, the woo on the woo.
Decent hypocrisy, kind of lyrically outperform armed robbery.
Yeah.
That when they triumph, it's called Triumph now.
Yeah, that song.
I remember when they dropped that, and I was like, oh, Wu-Tang are coming out again.
That was almost, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember when.
That was like 30 years ago, bro.
Almost, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, years
ago. And now Method Man is getting like going to the gym and getting boxed up by his like daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, you see that? Him, yeah, getting, he can.
And now, and you're still acting like the Wu-Tang, bro. You've got to stop those things and keep that magic.
No, I think that
all of that magic that you just talked about doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
Because they're coming to a town near you. But the Wu-Tang Clan.
But like you said, that song is supposed to hit a nerve in people like us, the people who did remember when Wu-Tang dropped. And we're supposed to, it's supposed to hit that nostalgic nerve.
It will never. It will never be.
Because there's been 30 years since we experienced it to now. But am I disappointed that they did it? No. I like that they did what they did. You know what I mean? And it has to grow on me. Literally, that's the second time I've ever listened to that song when we just listened to it now. I listened to it first, and then I decided to play it on the pod. I like it. I prefer them doing that than going... I could imagine them all in a room and RZA being the abbot, you know, the leader of the Wu-Tang or whatever, and then him going, oh, no, we need to do something new. And then, like, linking new artists and trying to do trap music or something. Mm. That wouldn't work. For Wu-Tang, you know, they have to kind of appeal to that original thing. Yeah, imagine
Wu-Tang in the drill scene.
I mean, a couple of them have dabbled in all that stuff, you know what I mean? But ultimately, that boom bap, hardcore, sample based, raw shit is what we want. But there is an element of that song we just listened to that is like kind of forcing it a little bit, a tiny bit, not much, but a little bit, you know,
atomically.
And also a big difference from back the original Wu-Tang when it first dropped to now, one of the major differences is that back then, you know, they were all in the studio together, they all were recording together, you know, watching each other's verses and like, you know, had that competitive element of it, you know what I mean, all the stuff we've heard about Wu-Tang. And we know now
PG movies.
Now they're all got their own things going on. They're sending in, they're recording their verses, sending them in on MP, you know, on WAV files, and then Mathematics is there trying to compile it all together. That's how music is made nowadays. That's the big difference. That's why it's difficult to compare it from back in the day to now, you know? So I have
not for me. I went to the studio with Ray and recorded the whole thing in 2 days.
That's a beautiful segue theme.
Two blood clot days.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Theme has some new music coming out very soon.
Music coming out, man. Finally. People have been shouting at me to do new music.
The batter them.
I've got two coming at the same time. Bosch. One is an EP with IMS, Ilmu Sporadic, who...
I started rapping so I could start clashing.
Now, about to any pattern you can see in my style.
Stevie Hyper D. You already started rapping because
shit was in fashion.
Yeah. Sick. So it's dropping soon on the.
Listen, IMS and me, Ilmu Sporadic, they've released tunes on Toys Get Smoked on one of the greatest UK hip hop albums to ever be released on earth. Sold that twice, never came back. But they.
Mum's house.
The foundation of the Arms House, that one.
Yeah.
The Ilmu Sporadic and me have made a 3-track EP on that with Batter Them, Medusa, and Balls. And they were sounding nice before. Then Neil, One Boss, and Ben, they've messed around with them, and now they sound fucking nice.
Yeah, man.
And
I heard them yesterday.
We tempted the people then with one of them on the intro of a podcast when we were in a derelict building.
Yes.
That one, we played it on the intro there. That's one that sounds much better since that. And then me and Ray and nephew, Ray Vendetta,
yeah,
went to Tottenham Studios and went to and recorded the whole EP in 2 days. Bosh.
Sick.
To be fair, I've been sitting on the beats for a long time.
Wait. Theme, wait. Episode 96 of Arms House to Your Mum's House, the intro has that Batter Them, the beginning of the Batter Them tune. unmixed, unmastered. Yeah. So just saying, just saying, if you want to hear a little snippet, that's from the episode.
And anyway, then me and Raven Dett have done another thing, which I haven't even got a bat. Oh, that's, leave a comment, yeah? If I can, to give me an idea to what to call this fucking EP. It's 6 tracks long.
Yeah.
Only, there's no features, it's just me. Ray made all the beats.
6 tracks?
Yeah, Ray made all the beats. Ray's like doing all the mix and mastering, all in his in-house studio team.
That's an album nowadays.
Ray's a sharp
guy. Nowadays, albums are like 6-7 tracks.
And that's done. That's bust out as well, Bosch, but that's finished.
When's that coming out?
I said to him, raw, man. People have been saying, when are you going to release that? When are you going to release that? When are you going to release that? And I've featured on other people's tracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big up Converse. He's got something coming up.
Theme, how much would you charge? Let's say if I'm an up and coming rapper from Norfolk. Let's say I'm in Norfolk. I'm some.
How much would I charge to sell my online course of how to rap?
No. If I reached out to you.
And my online seminars. You can come and join the MC
Theme. If I was some. No. Theme, this is a serious question. Yeah.
Talk to me.
Let's say I'm a bumpkin rapper out in Norfolk somewhere, yeah? And I got a mad EP that I've been working on, and I want to, yo, you know what? I want Theme on this track, yeah? And he reached out to us, let's say through the Arms House or through your Instagram or whatever, and messaged you and said, yo, Theme, what would it take to get you to... You don't know this guy from Adam.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
What
do
would
it.
You say? What would you say?
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't say, let me listen to your song. You wouldn't at least do that.
Oh yeah, I thought I've listened to him and he's a country bumpkin. No,
I'm saying
rapper.
Out of the blue now, you get a message from some bumpkin saying, I don't mean to say bumpkin. I only mean as in someone you don't know.
If some bumpkin messages me, bruv, I'm not fucking jumping on his tune. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, okay. When I say bumpkin, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We're Londoners, yeah. So we use the word bumpkin very frequently.
No, but bumpkin, when you're talking about MC, it's when I say some MC. That
no, when I say bumpkin, I mean someone you've never heard of. That's what I mean when I say bumpkin. No, so you could be in
listen
London.
I'd have to listen to the.
Okay, person. So Theme, what's your thought process? Let's say I've worked on a EP. I want to get you featuring on a track. So I message you and go, yo, I've done a song.
Let me check this guy, see how shit he is.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And then depending on the level of shit, would open up the conversation. But it would probably be a no anyway because you've got other bars you're writing for people who. Doing their thing or need their thing,
yeah,
and that's it, you know. unless it's sick, or unless one of your mates is involved, unless it's like, yo, so and so is doing it. Do you want to do it?
What if it's someone you don't know, but the song is dope. It sounds dope,
if
and
they're
the guy
good,
is
then yeah, but yeah, that would be like nice. That would be like a nice surprise.
You do it for free.
Well, it depends what mood I'm in. Do you know what I mean? Depends what day of the month it is. Do you know what I mean?
Well, there we go. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Yeah. Like, you know, people aspiring MCs may be listening to this and they're like, oh, I want a Theme feature.
No, of course I'm not doing it for free because it takes some time.
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about, bruv? And listen, you're not only paying for the couple of hours, the hour or two or three it might take to write that verse, you're paying for the 20 years of fucking pen graft and in lyric books that I've done over the years, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But also, if you featured on a track, no matter what the track is, we would promote it here on the podcast, right? That's another thing that people, if we're going to pay you to be on a verse, they would get on the pod, you know what I mean? Like, we would play the song on the pod. Or would you be one of them rappers? Because there's bare, like, you know them old school New York
Cons, rap? Converse is an MC. I've never met him.
Yeah.
Never.
He's ill. He's dope.
Never
you sent
really
me
chatted
a thing.
To him.
Yeah.
Sort of follow each other on Insta. We might have done tunes with someone who's, you know what I mean, having a mutual tune association somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
And he reached out. And he's like, yo, do you want to jump on the track? Maybe because that's how it would work. I'd be leaving comments. I'm a nice person. I'd be leaving comments. Yo, this is hard, bruv. Like, this is sick. Da, da, da. And then maybe he said, look, do you want to jump on the track? Because I was thinking he's sick. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, so
that was, we didn't pay for that. We didn't even talk about it, though. We just made the thing. I said, yo, that beat's sick. That'd be a nice one to do. Let's do that bash. Bosh, and we did it.
That's one of them things, though. That's the thing. It's like, you know,
he's quite established, isn't it? He's a little bit managed.
You got to weigh it up. You got to weigh it up. Like, if someone has a following already and has a thing, then featuring on one of their songs may get some of his listeners to get on your shit. And that's payment enough sometimes. But then there's, I was about to say, like, there are some New York, you know, old school legendary heads who will do a verse for 500 quid or for £1,000 or, you know, I've heard mad stories from people who have got feature verses from people from that era. And some of them, you know, they'll literally have a 16 bar that they'll give to like seven people, you know, and it's kind of fucked up what they do. Like some of these people, you know, they'll just rap a verse and then you can use it, but then, you know, it won't be an exclusive
every,
verse.
Every now then, and again, like, yeah, see, you know, people recently,
and they just do it for the dough, just for the money. But there are some people who do it as a, like, you know, tit for tat type of thing, you know, and it's a bit
Papoose,
of a weird one.
Papoose has this thing, like every kind of 6 or 12 months, his Instagram will send out a yo, son, I see you grinding. Let me know if you want to work. We can cook something together. So yeah. You're like, rah, what's this from Papoose? Wants to reach out, do a shoot. There's a couple of others that do that as well.
Yeah, I think Redman was doing that for a little while.
Yeah. Redman did do that.
But the thing is, I'm always spurious. I'm spurious about those things in general. If you get a random message from some legendary MC, it's just bollocks. Yeah, it's bollocks. They're just trying to make money off you. You know what I mean? And and stuff like that. But then again,
how many times that would have worked as well? People say, "Oh, right, like, you know, Redman just reached out to man. Yeah. Now watch when I reply. Yeah, like, all he says is because it's me. Yeah, he's gonna drop it by £50. I mean, yeah, exactly. the verse is £950 instead of
exactly.
Bro, man, send it. I shot him the money already. He sent me the verse. This week, man.
But then again, as an up and comer. If you can get a verse from someone like that, if you've got the money to pay for it, and then that's going to like kind of get you from zero listeners or one or two listeners to at least 50 listeners, maybe. But if you promote,
I feel really bad because I make music for myself. I make music to clear my head.
Yeah.
To clear my own head. That's where all the lyrics come from. That's where all like the melody comes from. That's where like everything comes from.
Yeah.
From just like, oh, fucking get rid of this shit. Like releasing vibes, releasing energy. I never make it thinking, oh, you know, people are going to have to listen to this.
Yeah, but
it's for me to listen to. That's it. I know that's what you do.
But
it's
also
really weird. So when people are like, have you got something new coming out? You're like, yeah, but it's not for you, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I did it for like.
But with the utmost respect, theme.
Me.
When was the last time you dropped something?
Never.
No, you dropped. You had a, it's been a long time. You know what I mean?
Thoroughbred.
Yeah, which was, we're talking 12 odd years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. 12, 13 years ago. So it's been a long while since you dropped anything. So, of course, you should make music like that. You know what I mean? But then now, when you're talking to, like, you know, people who have been doing it consistently for 30 years. And they get to a point now where they're like, oh, I've got some kid in Germany reaching out to me for a verse and he's going to pay £900 or €900, which is however many dollars. They're going to go, yeah, fuck it, here you go. And just come up with a quick
little. Yeah, there's loads of people in the UK that like send me £250, send me £500 for a verse.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Loads.
But that's a good
I used to do
strategy.
Like £500. When I was rapping, it was like £350.
Yeah, but that's a strategy for an up and coming MC. If you want someone featured on, you know, a name attached
to
your
had a, what's it, like a booking agent and this and that, and they would all take percentage as well. You know what I mean? You'd get like, it's all bullshit. I would do the whole thing independently.
And you know what's fucked up is that nowadays everyone's streaming shit for free. So it's not like back in the days where if you did release a project, you were gonna at least try to make money from it. You know, to recoup.
But streaming is a lot easier to get your music released around.
It's
isn't it?
Better to get it out, but you're not gonna get money from it. That's the thing. Unless you're clever, unless you do a lot of live shows, you get merch. You know what I mean? There are ways to make money.
I've got no problem with that. Because that's only if the music is good. If the music is shit, go ahead and do your merch and book your gigs, bruv, and two people turn up, one's your missus.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're not doing anything. If the music is banging, then yeah, sweet. Then you're going to make dough because you got your name out, spread it for free on things like SoundCloud.
Yeah.
You know how many like sort of house DJs and that have been turned into producers and that from SoundCloud for big heads?
Oh, yeah.
SoundCloud. Working for big heads. You find like, it's all not types as simple. Of all peaks in there. But you spread it all out. And then if your music is good, then yeah, people will come and you'll sell bare t-shirts and you'll sell bare this and that live gigs.
Theme. There's one skill. One skill is making good music. That's like, you know, people spend their whole lives trying to build that skill. Oh. Yeah. But then there's a whole other skill of promoting said music that you've just created, which a lot of people who might be good at the production and the music production side, they're really good at
the shit of the promote.
But they're fucking whack at the promotion. Mm. And I don't blame them for that, because being those two skills have nothing to do with each other. You know what I mean?
I was listening to a musician. Tell me.
Just the point I want to make is, like, you know, a lot of, like, that's just kind of, you kind of have to have those two skills at the moment. If, especially if you're an independent level, you kind of have to do that. I see a lot of people who make dope music, who make the music and just kind of do a little Instagram story to tell people, oh yeah, I made this, and then that's it. And then they cry about, oh, no one listens to my music and no one checks it out. I'm a deep, super hip hop head. Yeah, I've always got my ear out for listening to new shit.
Super hip hop head.
But there are sometimes I'll stumble across something dope, and I'll be like, oh shit, this is sick. And then I'll look at it and I'll be like, rah, this was dropped 3 years ago. It was dropped. I'll be like, how did I never hear of this fucking thing? And it might even feature a fucking super big rapper that,
or
I know.
In hip hop, you're saying, or in music.
Yeah, in hip hop. I'm talking about hip hop now. But I think this goes into everything, man. But, like, you know, like, it's the algorithms, it's Zuckerberg and fucking all these people that, like, you know, they're the ones that fucking decide what we get to see at the end of the day. You know, it's kind of fucked up. So if you're smart and you're like even with this podcast, you know what I mean? Like, when we started this podcast, I've been learning about, you know, and I've been seeing what kind of attracts more people and what doesn't, and the types of people that just watch the Instagram and they never listened to the podcast before, and some people who listen to the podcast religiously and never seen the Instagram. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's this crazy thing to get your head around, man. And even if when you get your head around it, you're still at the whims of the people that own these fucking platforms that we're streaming on, whether it be YouTube or Spotify. Or
but imagine being those guys. What are they meant to do, yeah? You start up Facebook in your uni, yeah? And everyone joins because it's a new way to church birds. That's the sole reason, yeah? You're just some bod.
Yeah.
And you create Facebook,
yeah,
but you allow now the man them to approach birds that they can't approach because they're butters, yeah, little rank wankers, and they can reach out to these birds and message, hello, girl. That's what I'm... And Bosch, everyone joins his shit, yeah? What are they supposed to do in the board meeting?
Facebook wasn't about meeting birds. It was about rating birds. That's how Facebook started. Was they
there you go.
Pictures of girls?
I was joking, bro. I didn't even know it was about that. But there you go. That's just
how Facebook started. Was in college. It was a college thing, and then they used to put up pictures of women,
right, the girls,
and they used to go, face, "Are they fit or not?" And that's how kind of Facebook kind of, yeah, kind of thing.
And then everyone joins that. Then the world joins it, and you're sitting there, and the board meeting, you go, Rob, how do we let these people see what they see? Do we just do, like, do you know what I mean? They have to make some shit.
They have to, yeah.
I know. They're not like trying to control it, where they're like, Rob, they've got no control of it. They're like, if everyone kicked off and went Millie tomorrow saying, we have to see 15 black dicks every morning when we log on to Google, you know, otherwise we're going to freak out. They would just allow it. They would just change it. They're not trying to control it.
They want to make money. They want to make money.
They do control the medias and stuff like that.
No, ultimately,
and the advertising and the direction of the ads and all that. But
Facebook in its infancy, Facebook when it first started was innocent.
But look at Google,
whatever. Even Google, all those things, they were started off innocent, but ultimately when you become an incorporated corporation or whatever, you're in, when we live and exist in this rampant capitalism that we live in right now,
you become that because
it's about
of the people,
profits, you have
wanted
to
use it,
yeah, you have to, everything is aimed towards making profit, advertising, whatever it might be. That's the main drive behind everything, which I think is fucked, but that's the world we live in, you know. But it's. I mean, look at us. No, no, wait. Theme.
Set up for profits.
Wasn't set up for profits. It wasn't set up.
A search engine that's better than the rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the infancy of the internet, It was just one of them ones they didn't. They wouldn't have known it was going to go.
Yeah, I'm not saying things were set up for profit. No, things are usually set up in something pure, you know. But then once the corporate world takes over the thing, then it becomes about profit. That's makes sense, right?
But the corporate world can only take over a thing if enough of the people want it, because that's what's made it blow up.
Yeah.
So when Google blows up, it's because of the people. And then you can start saying, right, now we've got these sheep of people and X amount of people here, X amount of people here. Now we can start.
Yeah, but you say it's set up because of the people that are doing it, but it's because of the way you advertise and market your thing. And if you have enough money behind you to advertise and market, you're going to do better than this other guy who might have a better product than you do. But because you've got more money and more, you know, more instances to be able to market your thing is going to blow up more than the better thing that your thing is because of the way the system is. And now, theme, you're...
Yeah, but only because yours is decent, not because yours is shit. And if you've put the energy in and made that and you've got the links and people have invested into you and you're building your company, you're like, fuck that other guy.
All right, okay.
We might be a little bit better, but we're still cheaper or we're making it...
This is a perfect example, yeah? The light bulb. Yeah. Someone actually invented a light bulb that never ends, an everlasting light bulb. It exists, theme. But the reason why that thing isn't in everyone's house is because of capitalism, is because they got shut down. And now you have to buy a light bulb that fucking dies after however long. You know what I mean? So that you buy another one. Because it makes them fucking money. So the investors are happy and the other people involved in the company make fucking money.
But that's suggesting that someone who makes light bulbs has got enough influence on the government to like change rules to like say, right, we're never allowing these other laws in.
Yeah.
It just makes light bulbs.
Yeah, but bruv, if you make enough money, you can influence the government. You can influence everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's other things as well. Like, you know what I mean? There's other things.
Of course there's other things. But theme, like your music that you're dropping now on the 28th, yeah, this month, on March 28th, you have an EP coming out. You're going to do better than someone else who doesn't have a podcast. Yeah. We already have a little following here. Small. But we have a little dedicated following here on Arms House, you know? Big up Arms House.
Arms House, to your mum's house.
Got a much bigger following, my mum.
So there's going to be more people who are going to download your EP than some other bumpkin dude who has no following, you know?
This bumfuck from Norfolk and it keep does, talking about.
Nothing is about how good the music is. It has nothing to do with how good the music is. Because you have a following now through here, you're going to have a certain amount of people download your tune. Now, I know your songs are dope and it's great and you deserve the downloads you get, you know what I mean? Because it's dope shit, you know what I mean? But because you've built this following now through the podcast and through whatever and whatever, whatever, that's what I mean about this extra shit. Than just the music itself.
Yeah, but you just said, man, built the podcast, bro. You got to do that. That's work as well.
That's work, but it's not the same.
When people have those other things, they don't get it for free, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not the same skill as your emceeing and rapping and making beats. And that skill is separate to what we're doing here, you know? I'm just saying, like, you know, not everyone has that. They might be dope at rapping and making beats and whatever, but they're not.
Yeah, you're just comparing me to a Norfolk bumpkin with a piece of straw hanging out of his mouth.
I'm just saying,
rap a little bit.
It's you know what? It's mad convoluted and crazy, but
we're going on a bit here. Let's get into
we've got
graph critique or listener's question.
Oh man, we got so much, but I think we've gone like, you know, way over time. But let's go listener question.
Yeah, massively over time, bruv.
Yeah. Listener question. Let's go. People, send in your question, your voice note question via the email or the Instagram DMs. The links are all below. Check it out.
All right, got a question. Do you have any weird superstitions, like when you're about to go out on a mission? Like for me, I've got to have black socks, black t-shirt, but also got to have the lucky belt. If I ain't got those things, it's going to go wrong. Do you have anything like that?
I like the lucky belt. He's got to have his lucky belt, the geezer.
Superstitions theme.
I've had a couple of bollockings recently for having fucking reflection bits on my trainers, like tiny little reflection pieces, and I didn't even know they were on there. And
yeah,
something else as well.
But that's not to do with superstition.
There's a bit of white on one of my sleeves, on the inside of the sleeves.
That's nothing to do with superstitions. That's just basic shit. Don't wear reflective shit. Yeah, but that's
because they're not so superstitious that you have to only wear...
That's nothing to do with superstitions. That's to do with being visible in the dark.
And invisible. It's to do with being invisible.
The guy who sent the question in said, oh, I wear black. I'm like, yeah, obviously you wear black. You're painting at the night and you need to be inconspicuous. So of course you're going to wear black. That's nothing to do with fucking...
Which is why you've got no black when you come out painting. Zero.
No, I got bare black. What are you talking about? I'm like you Mandingo. Look black. I'm like a Mandingo when I go out painting. I'm just pure black. You son of a bitch.
Man has to be... I've got one of those 3 drain pipes or 2 drain pipes.
Yeah.
You know, on the floor. Yeah. And I can't even remember. I still do it to this day because it blows on the way to the station.
Me too.
I can't remember if the 2 or the 3 is lucky. Now I just walk on all of them, hoping I'm cancelling them out.
I'll tell you now, 3 is unlucky and 2 is lucky. Right. But if you by accident walk on 3 drains.
Yeah, you can bust 2 to cancel it out.
Yeah, or you can spit and it cancels out.
Oh, is it?
That's what I was told. That's how fucking stupid this whole fucking superstition thing is. I don't buy into this whole superstition stuff. Yeah, there's certain things where if certain things aren't the way I'm used to, then I get a bit dizzy. Yeah, but that's not superstition. That's just my fucking brain acting out, you know what I mean? And usually it's good to pay attention to that stuff. If things feel a bit off, then I would go with your gut and maybe not do what you were planning to do, you know what I mean? But none of this is to do with superstition. It's to do with experience and what you've experienced.
There's a lot to be said for trusting your instinct, you know?
Yeah.
I think you have an instinct.
There's definitely an instinct.
Certain dangerous situations or, you know, what intense situations, all those kind of things, you have an instinct, gut feeling. When you trust your gut.
Yeah, where does that come from, the gut feeling? Where does it come from?
Usually a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but where does it come from, Theme? The gut feeling that we're talking about. Where does that...
It comes from within the gut.
No, it comes from experience, yeah? When you've done things a few times... Then when you do it again and something's a bit off, that's your gut feeling.
Gut feeling. Trust instincts when you haven't done something before. You're like, yo, I got a bad feeling about this. And then everyone else goes and does it and they all die. And you're like, I knew I had that bad feeling about
Yeah, but if you haven't done something before, you're going to get that feeling of, oh, this is a bit off. I don't understand this. I don't get this. Like, you're going to have that feeling, right?
No, it depends on what it is. If it's like... testing watermelons for Waitrose, you'd be like, this is going to be a cushy fucking job.
Yeah, but we're talking about graphs. So we're talking about stuff that has consequences attached to it. So now, because that's the thing. Of course, I rely on my gut feeling on a lot of things on day-to-day life, whether it's crossing the street or doing a tag. Yeah, I rely on my gut feeling of what's going on. But that gut feeling is based on my experience of my life. Like, what else is it based on? It's not some supernatural thing entering my head going, oh, don't do this, don't do that.
Is their instinct. It's based on instinct. Yeah, but what's the instinct? Based on experience.
What is instinct based on, though?
Based on experience is based on life experience. I'm not trusting my instinct. I'm trusting my experience in this subject.
Yeah,
my instinct is like, yo, that's a dinosaur. I've never seen one before in my life, but I know I got a dust.
So that's your experience. You've never experienced a dinosaur before. So when you experience something you've never seen before, you're like, oh, shit, this is fucked up. That's experience, bro.
That's what your do you mean instinct. Because you've never experienced it before. How can it be your experience?
Yeah, but when I talk about experience, I'm talking about things you have experienced and things you haven't experienced.
Things you haven't experienced would be your instincts. Things you have experienced would be your experience, is what I'm saying.
No, it's the same thing, Theme, man. Come on, guys, in the comments, let me know.
No, we'll have to agree to disagree, I'm afraid.
theme, but you have to understand the point I'm making, man.
I do. Now, I can understand. And I'm saying instincts more than
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, experience is when you've done something enough, then boom, then you feel comfortable in that environment.
No, or then you've got experience.
And yeah, you've got experience.
Upon your experience to give you a measured decision about how am I going to
do this.
So
then when you don't have experience on something, which is included, that's what I'm including in experience, is the lack of.
Zero experience.
The lack of.
I understand everything about the saying.
Okay. So it is experience. And the lack of.
Kind of felt what it's
the lack of.
And then you go, I've got no experience. Slightly. What do I do now?
I'm talking a sliver. More experience than the other
guy. Podcast of all time.
All right.
People listening to about people who've never been on a bus.
Arms house, mum's house.
All right. Okay. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Let's move swiftly on.
No, we've got over an hour now. No, I'm starving.
We've gone well over an hour. Yes, but no. Sorry, theme. I didn't mean to piss you off to keep following.
No. I'm not. But I'm starving. I'm starving.
I know.
Starving.
I know. So what should we do?
I woke up at 2. Haven't eaten.
Okay, we got to do graph critique, though. You know what I mean? We got
to
do.
No, we don't have to do graph critique.
One
we've got
graph critique. We got to do
one graph critique.
All right, let's do it. Boom! There you go.
I'm gonna cook a whole mince.
I sent it to you now. This is an outline sent in. It's just a sketch on a piece of paper. It says search S E R C.
Yeah, me like it. Me like it. Me like it.
Search one.
I like this one.
Black, literally black on white. Pen on paper, search with a, you know, Downrock 3D, white bits in the 3D, bubbles and little drips and stuff through the schemes and bubbles around the outside, a little white line going around the outside. He bigged up Chase and Oops and search. What do you think? You like it, yeah? Me gusta.
Yeah, I like it. I like the sea.
I like the sea as well.
I like
well.
The sea.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure I like those S's like that when it's them kind of style.
It's a bit too pinched up.
Yeah, I like the R and the H. I like the little schemes in the R and the H as well. Mm. I like it. It looks like a piece of graph. It looks like a bit of proper graph. Do you know what I mean?
To me, the E does a bit too much, I think, compared to the rest of the letters.
Yeah, that kind of too much lean in that.
Just two little things.
The R reminds me of one of those old school Frez R's.
Yes, I agree.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. The R, it does.
But it might like Fred's, man.
You know what I mean?
Who's he put up? Chase, Oops, Search.
Yeah,
Search
man.
One. No, I like it. I like the drips, like the bubbles.
Yeah.
I like the little, the shadows not all filled in, leaves those little highlighted bits.
You know what? Just kind of say, this sketch is a guy, and whoever sent this in, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe in the comments below. You only do graffiti. You don't do any other art. Yeah. And the reason why I say that is because there's certain elements to it that I think someone who does other artistic stuff wouldn't do. It's difficult to explain, man. And the E, man. But the E kind of looks cool, but compared to the other letters, not so much. But I love the
it's
C.
It's kind of like trying to join it up with the C, you know, in style-wise. You
I
know?
See that. Yeah, you're right.
Swagger, like, lean-wise.
But it doesn't quite match, though.
And I don't... I really like those things when you look at something and you go, right, this guy hasn't come up the...
Oh, man,
he's come up doing his own thing with graph. He only does graph. Doesn't like paint. Still life and shit. I like that. Like Depo, I get that kind of thing with him. And
there's a bunch of people who do that. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Isn't it Ray who says I can't draw for shit?
Yeah, there's a few people. Yeah. Yeah. That's why graph is so beautiful. It's so accessible. It doesn't matter your artistic prowess. You can still get
I think it is him. I can't remember. Could be anyone really.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, man.
Could be fucking anyone like.
But that's a decent outline, man. That's dope.
Yeah, big up search, yeah. But next time, do it on a panel, yeah. For fuck.
Yeah,
sake.
Man.
Search your boy.
Yeah. All right, let's end it there, man. Yeah, we've gone way over, man. Sorry, arguing.
Episode
over
1, 2, 3. Well, I'm starving. I went to bed at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
8 a.m.
Theme, did I piss you off with that argument earlier? I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to. You know.
No, you didn't piss me off.
Okay, good. Because experience, is... Anyway. People,
experience
we're going to go...
Experience. That's what experience is. It's experience.
You're right. You're right. But I think still think the lack of experience, that's what I was getting confused, because the lack of experience for me still is
Maddie, experience. Cállate la boca. Anyway, I'm not getting into this. I need to go fucking prepare for
it. All right. Then we're going to go out to this tune, theme decided, this tune, current theme.
I like this tune.
Currency.
I like this tune. Ill. I like the second verse the most, and I like the way he just shows, has different ways of saying I'm the best. So I'm the best. But the first one's so basic. It's like, I guess this I'm the shit, and you're not, basically. I mean, the first line. Sounds like I'm the shit. Sounds like you ain't. I can't remember what it is, but it's just that basic. And I was like, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Nice. Well, let's get into that, man. Currency and The Alchemist.
We did pick them. Yeah, we did pick them in the yeah, yeah. Sweet. Answers to Your Mum's House, episode 122.
Peace. Yeah, yeah. Whale Watching featuring Styles P.
It's a vibe as well.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This shit sound like a sob. This shit sound like a mob. Sound like $100 bills in the wide. Sound like your shit a motherfucking facade. Sound like you ain't really comfortable with who you are. Sound like your bitch finna get up in my car. Running long, killer finna run, get another jaw. I got trees at the studio crib, so I ain't gotta run far. We own all the houses on the block. I'm my own next door neighbor now. Stacked that paper up and found us a way out. Turned a loose sheet of paper to a wrap and used it like a treasure map. Follow the steps, get a Rolex
like
out
it.
Of that.
Like
flyer than the feather in my uncle had.
Nice.
Pull up, lay my Chevy down flat. But you know where I'm at. You ain't coming around here black. Get washed. The long
I haven't really been up on Currency.
My homie, we go way back. Told me
no, I only got it for the Stars P verse.
That money train, I must maintain, stay on track. All my partners got their own pack. Crazy how weed is the legal track. And the stock market is digital cash. Get in, I'll be left. NFT, the untouchable cash cow. I'm finna mash out like right now.
You got the Superman colored Porsche outside. Shit is super vibey. Sounds like I'm the shit, and you ain't the shit. Sounds like the 23 coupe, still paint the shit. Sounds like I could blow dank in the bank and shit. Sounds like your big homie salutes, I'm outranking him. Sounds like I got a couple spots, make a couple M's. Sounds like I'm the alpha wolf in the fucking den. Sounds like I'm a made man, nigga fuck the pen. Sounds like another foreign trip, you can feel us in. Sounds like smoking on the yacht, just to feel the wind. Linen shit, loafers lace, I don't play poker, fuck a poker face. Eyes probably closed, that's a smoker's face. Nigga, you can smoke an eighth, smoke a half, smoke a zip. We be on that Sosa shit, probably more than most of it. Nigga, that's a fact, you say no cap. Think of salary, I could just snap my man a clap. That's the battery. Niggas stole my style, I ain't mad, that is flattery. Niggas talking tough, I don't listen, that is chattery. Oops, I mean shattering. Think about your spine if it's shattering. Think about your mind if it's splattering. We don't give a fuck about your family at the gathering. I was in a tub with the French soap lathering. Probably in the McLaren, rotting up Madison.
Ha! I am smart, and I'm self-smarted.